Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kiernan. Today's subject is Philadelphia's own Ed Stuyvesant. Shakespearean actor, banjo player, theologian, mummer, juggler, and raconteur. Ed has been called the Robin Williams of storytelling and a Catholic garrison keeler. On his website, it states he has fabulated his way around the globe, appearing in schools, churches, coffee houses, and theaters, as well as at major storytelling festivals. He has been a featured performer at the National Storytelling Festival, the Cape Clear Island International Storytelling Festival in Ireland, Graz Festival, Austria, and our own Philadelphia Folk Festival. Ed enjoyed narrating Paddington Bear's Special Day with the Harrisburg Symphony, Ferdinand the Bull with a violinist from the Philadelphia Orchestra, and Peter and the Wolf with the LaGrange Symphony. He is author of two books of tales, Raised Catholic, Can't You Tell?, and Still Catholic After All These Fears. Ed has strutted in the comic division of the annual Philadelphia Mummers Parade since 1982. He has received the Mummers Most Original Character Award for his one-man Vatican American string band, as well as other mumming awards. The National Storytelling Association inducted Ed into the Circle of Excellence in 1996. Ed will be appearing at the Lititz Storytelling Festival, which runs September 13th and 14th. That's not far away and inexpensive. Check it out. Although Ed has a big Catholic shtick going on, I'm going to focus on some of his traditional stories. Well, sort of traditional. This is Ed Stuyvesant after all. Here he is. Judge for yourself.
I was down in North Carolina helping a friend dig out a spring, spent my whole day up to my knees in the mud, and I've come up with this song, the Mud Miner Song. There is a chorus. When we come around to the chorus, I'd like to invite you to join with me. Well, I'm just a mud miner from the hills of North Carolina. I've been mining mud since I was barely three. Well, there ain't any mud any finer than the mud in North Carolina. So come on, baby, and mine some mud with me. Here's the chorus. Everybody! Sounds good. We can mine it in the morning, we can mine it in the afternoon, we can mine that mud till the break of dawn. We'll get rich and buy a condo, many of them outside of Asheville, and mine that mud underneath our artificial front lawn. Chorus. Hang on to your bridge work. Bring it home. Give yourselves a hand. In this story about Br'er Fox and Br'er Rabbit, I use the word Br'er, which is a contraction, as you might know, for brother. This is the story of Br'er Fox and Br'er Rabbit.
Well, you don't have to call me Mr. Fox. You don't have to call me Professor Fox. You don't have to call me Br'er Fox. You can just call me Fox. I'm the slyest fox that ever there lived. There's one thing I love to eat more than anything else, and that's rabbit. You like to eat rabbit? It's a little bit sweeter than snake. I'll eat rabbit flaked, I'll eat rabbit baked, I'll eat rabbit boiled, I'll eat rabbit broiled, I'll eat rabbit any way I can get it. You might say that I've got the rabbit habit. Well, there's one particular rabbit I've been trying to catch, lo, these many years, fellow by the name of Br'er Rabbit.
like to tell you what happened last Easter Sunday when I got up early and I baked a cake. You see, I knew he was coming, so I baked a cake. And I made that cake in the shape of a little bunny, a little girl, Easter bunny. Put a little bow between her ears, and I covered that bunny all in honey. Nice, sticky honey. I called it my honey bunny. Well, I took that honey bunny and put it out in the middle of the road where I knew Mr. Brer Rabbit would be coming along any minute. Here he comes, hippity-hoppity-hippity-hoppity. I lay back in the bushes. I lay low. Here he comes. He sees Miss Honey Bunny. Brer Rabbit walks over to Miss Honey Bunny. He says, "Good morning, Miss Honey Bunny." Miss Honey Bunny, she don't say nothing. And me, I lay low. I said to you, "Good morning, Miss Honey Bunny." Miss Honey Bunny, she don't say nothing. And me, I lay low. Well, did you ever say hello to someone who didn't say hello back? Maybe you felt a little bit insulted. That's how Brer Rabbit felt. He said, "What's the matter, Miss Honey Bunny? Are you stuck up?" Miss Honey Bunny, she don't say nothing. And me, I lay low. Well, Mr. Brer Rabbit figured he's going to teach Miss Honey Bunny a lesson. So he rears his forepaw back behind his head, going to whoop alongside the head like no boy should do to no girl ever, and sticks in the honey. "Let me go. Let me go." Miss Honey Bunny, she don't say nothing. And me, I lay low. Well, Mr. Brer Rabbit has another forepaw. He's going to try this one out and see what happens. And let me go. Let me go. And Miss Honey Bunny, she don't say nothing. And me, I lay low. Well, Mr. Brer Rabbit has some hind paws. He's going to try one of these out, see what happens. And let me go. Let me go. And Miss Honey Bunny, she don't say nothing. And me, I lay low. Well, Mr. Brer Rabbit has another hind paw. Gonna try this one out and let me go. Let me go. And Miss Honey Bunny, she don't say nothing. And me, I lay low. Well, Mr. Brer Rabbit has only one thing left, and that is his head. He has not been using his head to any great advantage this morning. He rears his head back on a butterhead with his and let me go. Let me go. Miss Honey Bunny, she don't say nothing. And me, I lay low. Well, I come out from behind them bushes. I walk over to Brer Rabbit. I say, "Good morning, Brer Rabbit." Brer Rabbit don't say nothing. I say, "Good morning, Brer Rabbit." Brer Rabbit don't say nothing. I say, "What's the matter, Brer Rabbit? Are you stuck up?" "Looks to me like you're stuck up on Miss Honey Bunny." Well, I peel that rabbit off. I say, "Oh, rabbit, I finally have caught you. Now, how shall I kill you? Perhaps I shall throw you in that pond and drown you." And Brer Rabbit goes, "Well, shoot." I say, "What do you mean, well, shoot? You can throw me in that pond and drown me, Brer Fox. I thought for sure you're going to throw me in them sticker bushes." "Well, maybe I won't drown you. Maybe what I'll do is roast you alive." And Brer Rabbit goes, "Well, shoot." I say, "What do you mean, well, shoot? You can roast me alive, Brer Fox. I thought for sure you're going to throw me in them sticker bushes. Maybe we won't roast you alive. Maybe what I'll do is boil you in oil." Brer Rabbit goes, "Well, shoot." I say, "What do you mean, well, shoot? You can boil me in oil, Brer Fox. I thought for sure you're going to throw me in them sticker bushes. Maybe I won't boil you in oil. Maybe what I'll do is take a dull butter knife and skin you alive." Brer Rabbit goes, "Well, shoot." I say, "What do you mean, well, shoot? You can skin me alive, Brer Fox. I thought for sure you're going to throw me in them sticker bushes." Well, I got to thinking that maybe this rabbit wasn't as tender as I thought it was. And if I threw him into them sticker bushes, I could kind of tenderize him. So I whipped him around my head, threw him into them sticker bushes, walked over to see my tenderized rabbit. Looked into them sticker bushes, couldn't see no rabbit. Looked in a little bit close, no rabbit to be seen. Looked in as close as I could without getting my nose sticker bushed when I realized there wasn't no rabbit in them sticker bushes. All of a sudden I hear on the other side of them sticker bushes, "Woo hoo hoo!" I look up and there's a wily rabbit. He's doing a dance and he's mocking me. "Oh, Brer Fox, I love the sticker bushes. I was born and bred in the sticker bushes. April Fool!" I'm going to get him one of these days. And when I do, I'm going to cook him. And maybe I'll invite you over to dinner. You like rabbit? It's a little bit sweeter than snake.
Once upon a time, a king was given a present of a marvelous cat. Magnificent cat. It was such a great cat. The king looked at the cat and said, "Oh, I wonder what I shall call you. You are the greatest thing I've ever seen. Perhaps I shall call you after the greatest thing there is. I know, the sky is the greatest thing there is. Therefore, I shall call you Sky. Here, Sky. Nice sky. Meow. Broop." The next day, into the throne room came the doctor of the king, and the doctor said, "Your Majesty, do you know this gigantic cat standing right there?"
"Yes, I know. That's my cat, Sky."
Why do you call your cat Sky?
I call my cat Sky because the sky is the greatest thing there is.
But Your Majesty, do you know there's something greater than the sky? Something that can cover the sky? A cloud can cover the sky. Therefore, a cloud is greater than the sky. You should call your cat Cloud.
Oh, yes, I shall. Here, Cloud. Nice cloud. Meow.
Brrrup. Next day into the throne room came the general, and the general said, Your Majesty, you know this gigantic cat standing right there?
Yes, I know. That is my cat, Cloud.
Why do you call your cat Cloud?
I call my cat Cloud because the cloud can cover the sky, and the sky is the greatest thing there is.
But, Your Majesty, you know there's something greater than a cloud? The wind can move a cloud. Therefore, the wind is greater than a cloud. You should call your cat Wind.
Oh, yes, I shall. Here, Wind. Nice wind. Meow. Brrrup.
Next day into the throne room came the wife of the king, and the wife said, Husband, you know there's a gigantic cat standing right there?
Yes, I know. That is my cat Wind.
Why do you call your cat Wind?
I call my cat Wind because the wind can move the cloud. Cloud can cover the sky, and the sky is the greatest thing there is.
But, husband, you know there's something greater than the wind? A wall can stop the wind. Therefore, a wall is greater than the wind. You should call your cat Wall.
Oh, yes, I shall. Here, Wall. Nice wall. Meow. Brrrup.
Next day in the throne came the jester, the fellow who makes the king laugh. And the jester said, Your Majesty, do you know there's a gigantic cat standing right there?
Yes, I know. That is my cat, Wall.
Why do you call your cat Wall?
I call my cat Wall because the wall can stop the wind. Wind can move the cloud. Cloud can cover the sky. Sky is the greatest thing there is.
But, Your Majesty, do you know there's something greater than a wall? Something that can nibble through a wall? A mouse can nibble through a wall. Therefore, a mouse is greater than a wall. You should call your cat Mouse.
Oh, yes, I shall. Here, Mouse. Nice mouse.
Meow. Brrrup.
Next day into the throne room came the daughter of the king. And the daughter of the king said,
Father, do you know this gigantic cat standing right there?
Yes, I know. That is my cat, Mouse.
Why do you call your cat Mouse?
I call my cat Mouse because the mouse can nibble through the wall, the wall can stop the wind, wind can move the cloud, cloud can cover the sky, is the greatest thing there is.
But, Father, you know there's something greater than a mouse, something that can kill a mouse in one bite? A cat is greater than a mouse. Therefore, you should call your cat Cat.
Oh, yes, I shall. Here, cat. Nice cat.
Meow.
Brrrup. And that's the story of the magnificent cat from South Vietnam.
That was Ed Stivender. I mentioned earlier the Lititz Storytelling Festival, where Ed will be appearing along with Jay O'Callaghan, Charlotte Blake Alston, Kim Whitecamp, and other worthy tellers, including myself and Karen Maurer from the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild. The weekend pass is $60. Individual shows or workshops are $10, $15, or $20. The town of Lititz itself is a wonderful place to wander around. Give yourself time to explore its ambiance. That's Friday and Saturday, September 13th and 14th. I hope to see you there. Until then, have fun and keep a story in your heart.